And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to Chimp Out Radio. This is show number 5. If memory serves, I'm already a little buzzed, but I think this is the 5th show. And I am your host, or should I say co-host, not nice. And I am joined by my esteemed co-host once again, the delightful Birdman. Birdman, welcome once again.
Hey, not nice. Hello, everybody out there in MP3 land.
Right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us again. We are still, of course, very flattered by the reception this show keeps getting. So we thank you all for the great feedback. I mean, I know, Birdman, we've been deluged with people just trying to, who want to be on the show.
Yeah, there's no shortage of people who are willing to be on the show, but... As you all know, we were trying to get a female guest, and we'll have one later for you. So
that's right. We're gonna have one of our Chimp Out lady members, because, well, you know, quite frankly, we've done 4 shows, and it's been all guys. I mean, you know, we don't want the show to turn into a bathhouse, basically. So we thought we'd mix it up a little bit, and we also have a non-female guest, Mr. Klinger, who'll be joining us here in a few minutes to comment on some of the recent happenings in Niggerland. However, I do have a bit of news that, well, you know, I guess it's bad news. I quite frankly was expecting it, and I'm really not torn up about it. I'm actually more amused by it than anything else. Apparently, we are no longer on iTunes. We finally got kicked out.
How long did that take? Like almost 2 months, I think, for them to realize what we were about.
Yeah, it certainly took long enough, I guess. We got to have, I think, about 4 episodes on there. You know, I think we got to get the latest episode up on there. And then they sent me an email from the iTunes abuse department saying, your podcast has been rejected. Of course, they didn't say why, but not like I need to know why.
It's pretty obvious as to why.
Yep. So, you know, thanks for nothing to the faggots at iTunes, but whatever. This was totally expected, so I'm not exactly losing sleep over it. But enough about that. We got a lot of stuff to get to, so let's go ahead and get this underway. The first thing we want to talk about tonight is this... really revolting story that's been in the news for the past few days. This nigger sow, this female who had octuplets. She had 8 nigglets at the same time. And it's really, I mean, it's a disgusting enough spectacle when a human being has, you know, more than a couple of babies at the same time. But you have this orangutan spitting out all these nogs at the same time. It's really like something more of out of a science fiction movie. But then it came out that not only did she just have 8 more wastes of space, she already had 6. She already had 6 nigglets of her own. About this?
Yeah, I could only imagine what her welfare payment will be every month. I knew a coal burner years ago who made $2,400 a month for her 6 half-breeds, and that wasn't including food stamps and rent subsidies. So let's just add 24 and 24 plus another 1,000. You know, she's probably getting around 10 grand a month from welfare to take care of that little brood.
And this is a nigger lottery for her. I mean, she can probably just start her own private army and take over at least a county, if not a whole state. By doing this, though, this sow is really harming her chances at finding other bucks in the future. Because let's face it, after you've pushed out a total of 14 nigglets through that canal down there, you'll probably be able to drive a pickup truck through that thing now.
Hot dog down the hallway.
Yeah, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. I mean, you know, you probably couldn't fill that with a bale of hay. It's really frightening. And now we're going to have, a total of 14 future criminals coming out of the putrid snatch of this monkey. It's really a disgusting, revolting spectacle.
Well, I suppose the local prison is getting ready in 18 years for when these 8 Niglets grow up, and inevitably they commit crime, and you know.
I heard that the local county jail is already building a new wing, just for
just
these
for her kids,
just for these monsters, for them when they grow up. The thing is, I mean, hey, why did she do this? Did anyone go to her and say, "Hey, I wish we had more niggers around"? You know, can you produce a couple dozen? I mean, was she on fertility drugs? I mean, quite frankly, I didn't read the whole story, but
I think she was implanted with 8 embryos, and they all took.
That's really like the movie Alien or something. That is horrific.
It really makes you wonder with any female, why would they implant any female with that many embryos? It's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, I have enough with one kid. If I had 8, yeah, and even if I wasn't an irresponsible nigger, I'd be running away. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd probably blow my brains out. But
those ain't my babies. I ain't taking care of them kids. Get out of here.
Those kids ain't mine. Only the first 3 look like me.
Could you imagine an episode of Maury Povich where this woman comes on with all her brood of 14 niglets and tries to get paternity tests for all of them?
Maury would probably go bankrupt. I don't have to pay for that many DNA tests. Good God. Anyway, though, we're going to have someone joining us in the hilarity here. One of our esteemed members of Chimp Out, and he's famous for posting some hilarious videos.
Pissing people off on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That is always a great way to troll the niggers, just posting stuff that will guarantee Chimp Outs. I do believe we have him on the line, our special guest from Chimp Out, Klinger. Klinger, welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Big shout out to everybody at Chimp Out from deep in the heart of Coon Lagoon.
Yeah. Awesome. Well,
have you made any good videos lately there, Klinger?
You know what? I just got a Sony Handycam, and instead of those still pictures that we did last time, we're going to start taking some movies. I'm just... Just getting the camera set up. I'm figuring out, you know, how to use it and everything about it. And records direct to DVD. And from there, I just got a new computer. And I'm going with some software for the movies. And, yeah, I hope to make some good ones because there's nothing but material out here.
You're really quite good at pissing off the niggers on YouTube.
I hope so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a real talent.
I miss Yahoo Answers. But, you know, YouTube's not bad.
All right. Well, listen, Klinger, maybe you'll help us comment and give us some insight on some of these news stories we'll be discussing tonight. Of course, we already talked about the nigger, you know, the talking possum who just had 8 nigglets. But Birdman, you had a story you're going to tell us about some moronic, quote-unquote, anti-racist activist who apparently got her ass beaten up by a nigger.
Yeah. This is one of those serves you right stories. Anti-racist activist mugged by a nigger.
So what is this all about?
Okay, she's in the Washington, D.C. area. A white professor anti-racist activist has been savagely beaten by a Negro man on the streets of Washington, D.C. just before her hero Obama was elected. 62-year-old Joanne Silver Jones was mugged on January 16th while on her way to see her adopted daughter. Jones was beat on her head, arms, and hands with a brick by her nigger male assailant during the attack. According to longtime friend Patricia Romney, he beat her face so badly that she was unable to open her eyes and one eye socket was torn by the blows, she said. Jones is an associate professor. I hear y'all laughing back there. Associate professor of the School of Human Services at Springfield College and director of the social work program. So this is a total nigger-loving liberal bitch who...
Yeah, apparently so. And Klinger, I'm sure you feel real sorry for this broad.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you can see me, you'd see the tears welling in my eyes.
Let me get you a Kleenex.
Oh, yeah, please do. Get a box of them.
And this is one of the... This lady who got the shit beaten out of her by a nigger, this is one of those people who has made it her profession, I guess, to be an anti-racist, you know, whatever that is.
Basically, to be an enabler.
Yeah.
Well, basically, to be an annoyance and protest crap that, you know, it's really just not important. Like, for example, another thing that was mentioned in the story was that she was involved years ago in some protest with some Puerto Rican group against, they were protesting the play, A West Side Story. And, you know, as a Puerto Rican, okay, I don't like West Side Story either. I'd be protesting it too because it's so damn gay. But I can imagine why they were protesting it, because maybe the Puerto Rican stereotypes were negative or what have you. Look, as a Puerto Rican, I don't care about shit like that. I'm busy making a living and, you know, just, you know, raising a child and paying my bills. I'm not obsessed about racism or any of this crap. This is actually probably one of the more tolerant countries in the world. But troublemakers like this just look for so-called racism and go and enable the niggers. And in the end, they get sometimes their just desserts. Like this bitch, you got the crap beaten out of her, and that's good.
You see it everywhere. These libtards, they don't live around niggers. They don't know anything about them. You know, you send them out to my neighborhood for 6 months, they won't be liberal when they leave here. They'll be wearing a white sheet and joining Jump Out. You know, if they leave here, that is if they leave here alive.
That is true. I mean, if you have to be in proximity to these animals, then you will know the truth. And whatever your background or your ethnicity or your religion, if you're a sane person, you'll agree with what we're saying.
Later on in the article, it says, this won't sway her desire to keep fighting for social justice. Dumbass.
What an imbecile.
Yeah, fix stupid.
She's not going to stop until one of these niggers murders her.
Yeah, that's where it'll have to go. I used to think like her, because I always used to live in a white neighborhood till I inherited this house and retired, you know. And now I don't want to move. My house is paid for. But, you know, I didn't think too much about them. I just kind of thought along those liberal lines, they're just people with another skin color. And then I came out here and got an education. Holy shit, did I get one.
Yeah. And look, hey, I'll freely admit, I am a liberal. But I still hate niggers. You know what? One thing doesn't have to stop the other.
Except, you see, they're not real liberals anyway, you know. They're not real liberals. Because I agree with a lot of liberal ideas myself, but these people aren't liberals.
Oh, yeah.
I call them, they're not real liberals.
Yeah, they're just morons. This actually goes
on politics.
If she wants to keep doing this till some nigger flips out again and kills her, more power to her, because we won't miss her.
But, yeah. I guess she gets a paycheck from her college to be as radical as humanly possible. And I guess that's what pays her bills. But, you know, even this, being beat down by a nigger with a brick, and she will still not learn her lesson. Unbelievable. Well, I would be looking for a career change right now.
That wasn't in California by any chance, was it?
I was in Washington, D.C., you know.
Oh, D.C.
He's in the middle of it.
We all know about D.C.
Oh, yeah, murder capital of the world.
All right. Well, we do have another rather ridiculous story to talk about here, Birdman. It has something to do with a soiled pair of underwear, if I'm not mistaken.
This was actually posted by Black Plague. Soiled pair of boxers leads police to nigger robbery suspects. Only a nigger would leave a pair of skid-marked boxers at a crime scene. You know, I could understand if the nigger was raping somebody and left his boxers there, but they were actually robbing a restaurant or a series of restaurants. And this, you know, we never run out of material here.
You're robbing a restaurant. You leave your boxers. I don't even want to think what they were doing in there.
Well, it's probably that he didn't, exchange them for a clean pair.
Let me knock this out real quick because it's hilarious. Authorities said they were able to connect a pair of Franklinton men to, I think this is in Louisiana, a string of robberies at Sonic Drive-Ins from Limington Parish to Pearl River County, Mississippi. Authorities think Palin Staya T. Williams and J.T. McGee held up at least 6 of the restaurants in the past 3 months, locking the staff in freezers in some cases. and tried to rob two more before being caught after they were locked out of their truck during a robbery in Pauperville, Mississippi. Yeah. If you're committing a robbery, don't lock your car. It takes time.
Apparently this was like some kind of nigger version of the Three Stooges here. I mean, they lock themselves out of their getaway car. They leave their underwear lying around. They probably slept on a couple of banana peels while they were driving to restaurant.
I'm surprised they weren't robbing KFC. At least they could have gotten something to eat, you know?
I mean, this is just typical of just nigger incompetence. I mean, and the thing is, sometimes when niggers try to be slick and cover their tracks after a crime, they do it in really like ham-handed ways. Like they'll rob some place and leave their prints all over. So to not get caught, they say spray the whole place with bleach, you know, to remove their DNA or some crap. Like they'll try to burn off their fingerprints with acid or you know, just insane stuff, you know. So the words nigger and perfect crime will probably never be in the same sentence.
No, you think so after about 10 convictions, they'd start thinking, hey, you know, I don't be too good at this shit. Maybe I should do something else. But no.
No, we be keeping it real.
Yeah, keeping it real.
Now, now, for example, Klinger, you know, crime, of course, is not exclusive to niggers, but pretty much all across the spectrum of humanity, there will be people who are so good at crime, it's almost like an art. It's like, say, the mafia or you know, the Yakuza, you know, the Japanese mafia. You know, you look at them there and you have to almost admire them because you think, hey, these people take their craft, as horrible as it is, seriously, and there's a level of skill, almost of artistry. And then you have niggers whose most sophisticated technique is to run into a convenience store, you know, and start throwing shit around and run out with a couple of bags of chips.
Not to mention leaving your boxers at the scene, even though you're not raping anybody. Yeah.
There's that too. Well, Klinger, any advice for these nigger criminals next time they try something like this, as we know they will?
Yeah, find some more baby mamas with welfare checks.
Oh, there we go. Hey, they need to hook up with that.
That's the honest way to do it.
Go rob the 7-Eleven for $20 when the bank's next door. Rob the place that has the money. You're going to do the time either way. Hey, 10 years for 20 bucks? You might as well do 10 years for 10,000. That's the average bank haul.
Well, see, now you're going over their heads. You're trying to appeal to logic. But, hey, I like your suggestion about hooking up with the baby mama. So maybe we can get these guys with the boxers hooked up with the sow with the 8 nigglets. And maybe they can make that work.
She's getting a fat check.
Oh, yeah. She had literally the nigger lottery there.
8 of them.
8 plus 6 you already had. So she has 4.
Wow.
She has a private army, basically.
Yeah, she's driving an Escalade.
I mean, right now, pretty soon, her house is going to outpopulate Zimbabwe. The way things are going down there. But, all right, Klinger, thank you very much for joining us. We have to, however, go to a break. We're going to go to a musical break, and we're going to come back with another awesome guest from the Chimp Out Forum, this time a female guest for once. Not that we don't appreciate the gentleman, because we do, Klinger, but thank you. Thank you for having joined us tonight, and we hope to have you again sometime.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, and it was my pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Well, hey.
Thank you for coming on.
All right. And folks, don't go away. We will be right back with Chimp Out Radio after this break.
If you smell something funny when you walk down the street, you're in Coontown. You look and see garbage all over the street, you're in Coontown. Up and down the street there ain't nothing but trash, nigger girls trying to get a nigger boy's cash. Then you even see a spook with a big mustache in Coontown. On the corner there's a nigger with a drink in his hand, that's Coontown. trying to bum a nickel from whoever he can in Coontown. And don't be surprised, you can make a bet, if you go back tomorrow he'll be there yet. He's trying to get drunk, and drunk he's gonna get in Coontown. Never bother about going to work in Coontown. They seem to think that work is for jerks out of Coontown. He don't do nothing but sleep and doze. He don't wake until his eyes are tired of being closed. It's half a day's work for him to scratch his toes in Coontown. It amazes me to see the way they live in Coontown. They do all the taking while we have to give to Coontown. The nightman worries, the nigger don't care, 'cause at the end of the month his check will be there. Every nigger earned his living off the old welfare in Coontown. Every nigger earned his living off the old welfare in Coontown.
Welcome back to Chimp Out Radio. We have as a guest right now our first female guest here, and we're going to talk about female issues as pertaining to niggers in society. Welcome to the show, Lily White.
Hello.
All right. Great to have you on, Lily White. You are, after four shows, you're our first female guest, so we're very excited about it, perhaps a little too excited. But it is great you could join us. Basically, one of the main things we wanted to talk to you about was, as a human female, as a white woman, what are your biggest challenges in being with niggers? Have you had any close, you know, bad, traumatic experiences with the nigger beast?
I have. I have indeed had a very bad experience with the nigger beast. At one point, several years back, I was living in Las Vegas, and while I was living there, I was accosted and essentially carjacked by the beast. This was before I became absolutely militant about protecting myself and defending myself, and it was a really, really scary situation. I could have very easily wound up raped, dead, you know, both at the same time, who knows, knowing them. But it was just a really horrifying experience, and I don't really want to give out too many details regarding it, but I was able to defend it, and thankfully, due to his abject stupidity, I was able to get away relatively unscathed. But since then, I've really taken it upon myself to do as much as I can to inform human women of the dangers that they pose to us, and to really try to get all human women to defend themselves and protect themselves accordingly.
Lily, what kind of advice will you give primarily to human women in trying to protect themselves from these monsters?
Well, you know, I, at this point, carry a concealed firearm on my person. If I had been carrying a concealed weapon at that time, I would not have been in that. He was not in pants. Obviously, if I had had my pistol on me at that point, I would have been in no peril whatsoever. You obviously don't bring a knife to a gunfight, and even the stupidest of niggers knows that law of nature. But,
so basically, your main piece of advice is be armed. Be prepared for anything.
Be armed, be prepared for anything, know your surroundings, don't put yourself into a situation where you're alone, you're isolated. I know a lot of women have not necessarily a phobia, but a fear of carrying a pistol. And to those women, I would say just get some lessons. Educate yourself. Learn how to use your weapon. Learn how to carry your weapon properly. Learn your own limitations. You can never be too careful. I am living proof of the fact that you need to protect yourself at all times. I would never wish anyone to have gone through what I went through. You know, if it's really a situation where you really, for some reason, have a genuine objection to carrying a pistol for your own protection, then I would suggest carry an ASB expanding baton with you. And then at least you can keep them at arm's length, provided, of course, that they're not carrying a firearm themselves. But whatever steps women take to protect themselves, they need to make sure that they know what they're doing. Can't just pick up a gun and say, okay, I'm good to go, and, I'll blast them away. You need to know how to use your weapon. You need to know how to point and shoot, essentially. You don't have time to aim in a situation like that. You have to be familiar with it. You have to be able to draw your weapon quickly. You have to be able to draw your weapon without shooting yourself in the leg or the foot or the hand or what have you. A lot of women kid themselves, and I just don't want to see anyone else get hurt.
Yeah, now, of course, there's the obvious primary piece of advice here, which you would probably be in a better position to give especially the younger girls out there, Lily, is to just not associate with niggers in the first place or not be in places where they might be.
Exactly. I cannot stress that enough.
True. It's true that niggers are dangerous, scary animals. And it's exactly what they are. Our modern society is teaching young women that niggers are all cool and hip and soft and cuddly at the same time, all the niggers on TVs and the movies. It's a myth. They're dangerous, scary creatures, and they should be treated as such.
Now, I'm of the opinion that even the quote-unquote magic nigger will turn on you given the proper set of circumstances. They've shown this to be true time and time again. And I, for one, am not prepared to ever put myself in a situation where I could possibly be alone with one or two or three, since we know they travel in packs. And I seriously advise all women to not kid themselves, not think, oh, well, you know, he's such a nice guy, and, oh, he'd never do anything like that. Yes, he would. He absolutely would. If he had the chance, he would. There's no two ways about it. You cannot trust a nigger. You cannot predict their behavior. They are a feral creature, and you should regard them as such. Everyone should regard them as such, but women especially, because obviously we're smaller and we're less able to defend ourselves.
However, though, what do you think there's so many human girls, especially younger ones, but really of all ages, that nowadays seem to think that it's a good idea to date these monsters? Why do you think this seems to be happening so much? Is it the media? What do you think it is?
I believe that it is fully the media, and it is liberal brainwashing at its highest order. We're conditioned to believe that we need to be tolerant and accepting, and it's bad to want to defend your race, your ethnicity, and we all need to mix together and get along. I find that to be completely incorrect. I think that the more that these girls are brainwashed to believe that niggers are indeed harmless and friendly and, you know, oh, yeah, we shouldn't we all just get along? No, we shouldn't all just get along. They can go and do their thing, and the rest of the humans on this planet can go and do ours. We should not be mixing with them. We should not be having casual contact with them. We should not be having, needless to say, any sort of romantic contact with them for any reason. And I believe that it is mainly just liberal media brainwashing and parents who instruct their daughters to be tolerant and open-minded when all they're really doing is putting their children at risk. You know, you don't want to be so open-minded that your brains roll right out of your head, and that's what these young girls are doing. They're setting themselves up for disaster.
It's dangerous. It's potentially unhealthy. These gorillas carry around all kinds of diseases with them. I mean, this goes for males and females, but it's, you know, you're dating one of these creatures, so you're exposing yourself to basically a pool of diseases.
They're really just vile a subspecies, in my opinion. And I really lack respect for any woman who is not capable of assessing their behavior, recognizing that, and avoiding them appropriately.
I find unimaginable is, why would any human woman in her, why, how could, you know, maternal instinct is very important to a woman, and how could any human woman mate with a nigger and have an ugly, kinky-haired half-niglet as a child and look at that child and love it? Because, you know, the basic human instinct is to want a child that looks like you. And if that child doesn't look anything like you, how can you bond with it? I just don't understand how so many women can do that.
I can't even begin to answer your question. I would have no idea. I, for the life of me, I cannot comprehend why the women that seem to be so fond of these nigger bucks, I don't understand what they see in them in the first place. I don't understand the physical attraction, and I agree with you completely. I cannot fathom looking at a little half nigger child and thinking, oh gee, I'm so proud that, you know, I created this little abomination.
They really are.
That's really a good term for it. To me, it just boggles my mind. It's something that's so far removed from anything that I consider to be acceptable that I can't even put a finger on why or how they find that they can do this to themselves.
Yeah, it is. It's baffling. I mean, and hopefully, you know, I don't know how we can put a stop to this wave of bestiality that we're seeing. And other single out women, there are human guys out there that actually think it's cool to date a sow. God knows why.
Yeah, it's totally gross too.
Yeah, that's another thing. Nigger sows are, they are something else. They are like these creatures from hell. The nigger bucks are at least are not as loud for one thing.
True.
Well, I can actually see why a nigger would want to be with a human woman, because sows are just so disgusting. And you look at them, they're greasy and nasty and loud and every horrible character trait you can think of, is you can apply them to sows. That's why niggers are so desperate to get with white women's. You know?
Where the white women at?
Where the white girls at? I likes white women.
Oh, Lordy. Where the hoes at? But in all seriousness, though, Lily White, thank you so much for being on here with us and sharing your honest opinions. It's always good to just hear, not even just here on the show, just in general. Just, it's good to hear a sane person talk once in a while. So thanks for being on here with us.
Thank you so much for having me on, and it was my pleasure, and I really appreciate you guys having the site and having the, you know, all the opportunities for like-minded humans to just come together regardless of our ethnicity and just get the word out and try to spread the information regarding how dangerous niggers actually are. And I'm very grateful that I found the site, and I look forward to spending a great deal more time there.
And again, thanks again for being on, and we hope to have you again sometime.
My pleasure.
Glad to have you.
Okay, well, that was really awesome. We had a couple of great guests here tonight. So this was a really fun show, as these always are. I guess we're at the end of the show. I guess that's it.
Before I forget, we just added a new feature on the, if you haven't seen it already on the forum, is Cellblock F, Fucked Up Facts About Our First Monkey. So, we basically added a part of the forum that's specifically for Obama and discussing that abomination right there. So, check that part out, and thank you everybody for listening to the show as usual. And we will be back next week.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We do hope to be back next week with a new show. Hopefully with another guest. If everything goes right. We'll be back with something next weekend, about a week from now. So thank you once again to our guests, Klanger and Lily White. thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you to Chimp Out and its readership for just being part of the nigger-hating community. Thank you for all you do to make this a better world. Thank you to whatever company it is that made the wine that I've been drinking during the show. I forget what it's called since I don't have the bottle in front of me. But good job, gentlemen. Good job. And Birdman, thank you once again for having joined me tonight, as always. I know you're a little, got a bit of a winter cold there, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit under the weather today, but that's all right.
So, hey, thanks for, kind of puffing it out and joining us tonight again anyway. You've gone above and beyond, as usual. So it's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for everyone. And we'll see you next week. You all have a great weekend. And enjoy your Super Bowl weekend if you're into that kind of thing. And that's it. So long.